Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Rod Robinson. Rod Robinson is the CEO, founder of Conexus, Conexus.com. That's an X in the middle there. And also corporate procurement advisor to American Express, which is what we're talking about today. Rod, thanks again for hanging out with us. The survey of small to medium-sized business suppliers for 2019 was just brimming with good news, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Tell us some
more. And optimism is, you know, I love the headline. Optimism reigns supreme, right? I mean, I think at the end of the day, we see that continuing. I think as we before we went to break, you had me all excited because, you know, where is the recession, right?
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right, because it's the procurement folks who are planning. I mean, they're typically planning 3 to 5 years out, right, in terms of their purchases and what the supply chain is going to need. And not only are procurement folks excited or optimistic, but small businesses are planning as well.
I've never seen so much optimism and so much justification for optimism, Rod. And I've been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen an economy where there was not only so much optimism, but justification. There's no, you know, after the lost decade we went through between 07 and 16, Rod, we're not mm-hmm. naive. We're not babes in the woods out here in the marketplace. Those people who survived the lost decade, they're veteran,
mm-hmm.
hardened, hardcore. We've been to town, we've been through the crucible kind of folks. And so when we're optimistic
yep.
about something like this, this is a group of people who knows how to evaluate something like this, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I think there's a lot of optimism, but I think there's also what I call, you know, I don't know if you call it discretionary caution or not, but there's, you know, it's almost like there's that caution, right? Like, okay, yeah, things are going well, but we still have to be smart, and we still have to plan
right.
appropriately. We're not going to be exuberant, right?
Most people that I know, Rod, are not worried about me or you or our companies or our customers. We're worried about the policymakers. You know, we're hoping they don't screw
yep.
things up. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, it's, yeah, you know.
I don't think the marketplace is going to create
the tinker.
There's too much information. The people you polled, this is before you were born, Rod. The reason we had recessions was because the people you polled in this survey didn't have that much communication with each other, and the supply chains were getting mm-hmm. bollocked up. Today, there's instantaneous communication. As you said in the last segment, they can talk to each other all the time. That's the kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
that prevents a recession. The marketplace is going to be less likely to create the next downturn as the policymakers are.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
And notice
and
I didn't say Republican or Democrat.
It extends our reach.
Exactly.
That's right.
So
exactly.
I want to point one too.
It creates transparent borders.
That's exactly right. I want to point one thing out, though. One of the things that's helped these companies you surveyed, and I'm gonna give American Express a plug here, is because of the financial tools that are available to help us ease out the highs and the lows, level out the highs and the lows in our payables and our receivables. There's so many tools that are available. I've got two American Express tools in my pocket right now. Actually three. I've got three
mm-hmm.
in my pocket right now that I use for different things
mm-hmm.
that help me smooth out the highs and the lows in my accounts payable, accounts receivable. I just got to give them a plug for that, because it's been very beneficial to me, Rod. And you didn't know I was going to say that.
I had no idea you were going to say that. And you know, you echoed my thoughts exactly, because I have similar tools from American Express, and it's great. Great, they're great tools to have because you're right. It's fast, it's convenient, and as you said before, you know, sometimes dealing with the banks, you just don't have the flexibility that you do.
And they want to help. And my bank, I wouldn't be here without my bank. But the day to day, week to week, month to month, ebb and flow of the cash flow, especially dealing with corporate America. Mm-hmm. Corporate America's pretty tough on small businesses with payables, and with mm-hmm. what they owe us. They're not always reliable. And I'm telling you, I don't know how many. Mm-hmm. It's just makes a big difference. Anyway, last thoughts on the survey. I got about a minute left. What do you think? What else should we know about the survey?
I think one of the things that we should know about this survey is that, you know, just what you mentioned, I think, was really interesting. The survey also highlighted the fact that these companies that were doing business with larger companies that are doing over $1 billion in revenue. New tools have become available. They've mm-hmm. they've been able to find more flexible financing. I think just what you said, right? There's support mm-hmm. for that in the survey. More flexible financing options. About 74% of the respondents agreed that, you know, selling to these large companies opened up more flexible finance options. So that's a great just another example.
No question about it. Hey Rod, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
We loved having Absolutely. You on the show. Thank you for bringing us the American Express survey of procurement officers for medium and small businesses. Rod Robinson, ladies and gentlemen, his company is Kinexus. Check that out, too. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.